those. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Hello, Stephen. How are you?
Let's do this thing. I'm good, mate. How are you?
Oh, excellent. What did you get up to yesterday? Anything exciting?
Nah, I potted around for a bit. Treated myself to a barmy from Charles Town French Hot Bread.
Oh.
Very, very good.
Yeah, the quality's up.
Yeah,
nice one.
Yep.
How was the chili level?
Yeah, good. The chili level doesn't really bother me that much.
Okay.
I'm pretty good for the most part with spice.
Yeah. Sometimes, like, this is my concern, is I don't put enough on.
Oh, yeah. See,
yeah.
Could have done with a bit more.
Okay, good
but
to
yeah,
know.
No, it was still quality unbelievable. Hosted trivia last night at Bar Mellow, which was busy. Always
yeah,
nice when it's busy.
Yeah,
so,
that's fun.
Yeah, I don't know, kicking goals, ticking boxes. What about yourself?
Yesterday, I actually, after work, and the shop, I got these new flyers for the shop
mm-hmm.
to advertise the rugs and just did a little walk around and dropped off a few flyers around the neighbourhood.
Oh, no junk mail, boo.
No, it's good. This is not junk mail, this is quality
mail. Okay, yeah. I'm sure it is.
Good morning, Jess, how are you?
Good morning, I'm good.
Yeah, you're sounding nice and relaxed. How was your recovery session yesterday?
What did I do?
Did you have your needling
yesterday? That's right.
God, your memory's awful. How was it?
I know.
It,
yeah. Do you feel better from it?
I do. It was great.
Excellent. Good
Nearly fell asleep. It was that good.
No, you didn't. It's not that relaxing.
Well, for Jess, it is, obviously.
Yeah.
Anything else happen? Any personal bests at the gym or anything?
No, then I went home and had a nap.
Oh, strive for the best. That's
all
it. You can do.
Exactly.
Excellent. Well, we'll be doing a local news chat up next as you wake up with the Novos here at New FM.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
And Jess, some kids in, I guess, in children's court today with some pretty serious charges.
Yeah, one of those charges including attempted murder. So yesterday morning, a 49-year-old man and a 75-year-old were injured during a home invasion on Coan Street at Merriweather in the early hours of yesterday morning. They're still in hospital, and throughout yesterday, police were scouring Merriweather. They were down Dixon Park Beach looking for clues, trying to piece together what happened during this home invasion yesterday. And overnight, they've charged 5 teenagers. They're all appearing in children's courts today. 4 of them, 2 15-year-old girls and 2 boys aged 13 and 14 are appearing in Newcastle Children's Court, charged with aggravated break and enter and breaching bail as well.
Oh my God.
A 5th boy, a 14-year-old, has been charged with attempted murder, and the other 14-year-old girl has been released on bail to appear in court next month. So police are also looking into the possibility that there were other home invasions yesterday morning that could have been these teenagers could have been responsible for as well. So still lots of investigating going on, but like 13 and 14.
The whole thing's so disturbing.
It is, 100%.
Well, that's it. You hope the victims are all right, but you also hope that these teenagers get the rehabilitation they need.
Oh, yeah.
A lot needs to happen there. Wow.
Not good.
That's all I can say.
All right, changing pace a little bit. The ladies, they start their finals campaign this weekend, Jess. And, I mean, the question on everyone's lip, Jessie Southwell. Is she in? Is she out? What's happening?
She's in.
Come on.
That's fantastic. That's great.
Last weekend, she went off in the 26th minute, limped off, clutching her leg. We were all wondering what was going on. Coach was confident it was nothing but a cork. That's all it was. She's all good. So she's been named on the side for Sunday. Don't know if we'll have Sheridan Gallagher back. The coach is going to wait until the last minute to name her or not. She suffered an MCL strain late in last weekend's game, so doesn't want to put her in or put her out just yet. Reema Butler is back on the side. She underwent thumb surgery last month and she's been named on the extended bench, so she's in with a chance if we get further into finals, which is exciting. But we're taking on the Broncos this Sunday, so hopefully, fingers crossed, we get through and then we're a step closer to finals.
We'll be a step closer.
Stephen's
making the big dance.
Heck yeah, we are.
I was looking at tickets this morning. They're so cheap.
$10.
Get down to John Jones Stadium. I mean, what else are you doing on Sunday, arvo? Sing a few tins, watch the ladies.
Yep,
happy
I'll be
days.
There.
You can't get much better value, can you?
Literally.
That's it. Let's pack it out. I don't know. I'm so excited. So, like you said, fingers crossed they can go on through to the big dance, and why not win it all? Why can't we?
100%. Back to back.
I love this. I love this. Thanks for that. Of course, a full news update at 5:30 as you wake up with the Novos here at New FM.
The Novos. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
And Creep, I had a bit of a disaster yesterday at Bar Mellow for my regular Tuesday night trivia. So I host there.
Yeah.
Always a good time. But had a pretty rowdy crowd last night, which for me is a lot of fun. I don't mind. I think I've said to you before in the past, I don't mind getting heckled while I'm hosting. If I say a word wrong, I love if they let me know about it. It doesn't really bother me at all. But I got myself in a bit of hot water yesterday when we were playing the pub classic Heads or Tails.
Is this part of the quiz or something?
Yeah, part of trivia, just for Bar Mellow put on a couple little goodies from across the bar.
Oh, yeah, nice.
As mini games throughout the night. One of them is allocated to heads or tails.
Yeah.
So, you know, obviously you've got to designate if you think it's going to be head with two hands on your noggin or tails with two hands on your bottom. Everyone's played it.
Sure.
And we're in the midst of this heads or tails game. I thought I had a winner. I thought, oh my God, there's only one person left standing. Congratulations, sir. You have won yourself a free cocktail or whatever it was. Anyway, there was another lady who was still playing, but she was so short. So short. She was actually taller sitting down on one of the bar stools than she was standing up.
So you didn't know she was still on?
So I didn't know she was still on. I just looked at it, you know, like the...
Oh, we got a winner. She's like, what about me?
Well, I scanned. I was like, oh, yeah, all these heads at, you know, waist level. Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure.
Oh, there's one standing up, all right, one person, all these other heads still waist level.
Yeah.
There you go. It turns out she was standing, just very, very short.
So what do you do in that situation?
I had to flip another coin.
Oh, I was going to say, not two cocktails?
Unfortunately not. I had to flip another coin.
Oh, well. Who won in the end? Did she win in the end?
Nah, she did anyway. Waste of time.
Total waste of time. Didn't make any difference. New FM.
And Crevo, if you've done the school pickup or the daycare drop or spent any time online, for that matter of fact, you'd know that there are some stinky names out there, right?
Oh, there's some shockers, aren't there?
I mean, there's some unusual names. You're like, oh, that's unique. That's a bit quirky. There's also some names where you're like, geez, why have you done that to your child?
Why'd you call your kid Celery?
Yeah, well, exactly. I mean, like 12 months ago, for example, there was an Aussie mum who named her son Holden after Holden Commodore got vetoed.
Oh, that's right.
Names have been vetoed in the past as well, include like Ranga, Jesus Christ, Medicare. What are you doing trying to name your kids this sort of stuff?
Why are you calling your kid Medicare?
Unbelievable. But I feel like there is a name that tops all these. So, an Australian journalist, Kristen Drysdale, who's host of ABC program What the FAQ, which is this program, I guess, on the station that answers viewers' burning questions.
Right.
And a question that's constantly come up is, what can I legally name my baby? Because obviously you see stuff like this that gets through the cracks. You're like, man, where do they draw the line? And it's a question a lot of people are curious about.
Well, I do know there are some names you can't use that are definitely banned, but I don't know what that list is or where you'd even find it.
Well, anyway, so luckily for Kristen, I guess conveniently for the program, she's just had a baby boy.
Okay.
So she's got this, I guess, canvas of which she can experiment what names are going to go through. So, you know, being the investigative journalist she is, she's like, you know, what can I try and get away with here? Filled out a submission form for a newborn son. Bada bing, bada boom. A new baby boy, welcome to the world. Methamphetamine rules.
Like one word or
two words?
What?
First name methamphetamine, last name rules.
It's a no from me.
Absolutely not.
Why is the only thing I can think of?
Well, just to push the boundaries. So this is not what she actually wants to name her son.
Okay.
Obviously, she's going to change the name and give him, like, the name that she desired beforehand. But she's, you know, doing a bit for the program. She's trying to work out, you know, trying to push the envelope as much as she can.
Yeah.
She said here that people think there's a specific blacklist of names, but there's not. Apparently, that's a misconception. There's just legislation that says it can't be obscene or offensive, too long, there are character limits, and it can't use symbols or be an official rank or title.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you can't call it Lord, Lord
Which is
Steve
why Holden Commodore didn't get through.
Right.
Commodore is like a rank.
Oh, I didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But all these legislations are up for interpretation by the staff at the Registry of Births. So, you know, there's people who decide whether the name is allowed or not.
Just on the whim of the day.
Well, that's it. Yeah, they look at it and they've got to decide.
Yeah, feels all right to me. Who was in charge that day when they went methamphetamine rules can go through? Because it doesn't feel right to me.
My biggest problem with this, right, even if you're super lazy at your job, I can understand that. I'd like that. If your job was to approve baby names, 99.95% would be fine.
John Smith. Yeah, no dramas.
You'd just be clicking tick, tick, tick all day, right?
Yeah.
But if you see a name that ain't methamphetamine, right, even if you don't read it, 15 letters long. How many names? 15 letters deserves a double take, doesn't it? If you see a name that's 15 letters.
So true.
You look back and you reread it.
Do I need to check that one again? No, I already pressed yes. It's gone through now. Once it goes through, it never goes back.
Unbelievable. I mean, I wonder how far you actually could push the envelope because, yeah, if they're letting stuff like that slide. Who knows?
It feels like they need someone needs to check in on them, is all I'm saying.
Someone might lose their job over
New
this.
New FM.
1, 2, 3.
New FM. This is the Novos, 3 of a Kind.
All right, Grevo, it's hump day. Let's do this. Let's cure your midweek blues in the form of $100 worth of free fuel.
This is so easy to win. If you haven't heard how this game works, welcome, first of all.
Yeah, welcome. Of course, we are going to play 3 of a Kind, so we need 2 contestants. Give us a call now, 4967-4105, to get your hands on $100 worth of free fuel, but you've got to win it.
That's right.
So what we do here is we give you 3 items. They're all linked by one word. One theme, etc. You buzz in with your name, and then if you can figure out the word that links those 3 items, you win yourself goodies.
That's right. So simple. Should we do an example?
Yeah. So if I were to say to you, Creve, I need to practice my quizmaster skills.
All right. Limber up.
If I were to say to you, Sprite, Solo, Coca-Cola.
Creve.
Go on.
I'd go soft drinks.
Yeah. Really easy.
That'd be
this
it.
Time of morning.
I'd get one on the board.
You get another one? $100 worth of free fuel coming your way. Unfortunately, you're not eligible, but Newcastle is 4967405, that magic number, one more time.
Let's meet our first contestant, our runner-up from yesterday, Susan in Aberglasslyn. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Very good, thanks. Now, you've been practicing at home overnight?
I've had my coffee this morning, Crevo. That will make all the difference.
Oh, good to hear, good to hear.
All right, up against you, Susan, we've got Chris in Bellburn. Morning, Chris. How's yourself?
Morning. I'm going good. How are you?
Yeah, very well. Thanks, mate. Now, you understand how the game works? Good to go?
I do, yep.
All right, well, let's get into it then. Housekeeping, of course, though. First, we need to test the technology. Your name is your buzzer. Susan, you know what you're doing. You go first.
Susan.
Lovely. Chris, you're next?
Chris.
Easy. Ooh. We're on it. Two quick buzzers to start this morning. Best of luck to both our contestants. The first one I've got for you this morning, guys. San Remo, Zaffarelli, Barilla.
Susan
was quickest there.
All brands of pasta.
That is absolutely correct. Well done. One on the board to Susan.
Very good. Here we go.
Next one I've got. L'Oreal Paris, Revlon,
Chris.
Maybelline. Chris was quickest there.
Makeup brands.
Yeah, I'll take makeup brands. Cosmetics, what I had. Makeup brands will do.
All right, one apiece, which is... Oof, this is exciting, guys.
We're into a tiebreaker.
Scoreboard pressure felt by all teams at this point.
All right, for the Chockies, I need to know. Blue Swimmer, Giant Mud and Hermit, all types of...
Susan
quickest there.
Types of crab.
They are types of crabs. Well done.
$100 fuel, all yours. Now, Chris, as our runner-up, and it was a very tight game, can we get you back for another crack at it tomorrow?
Yeah, one.
Why not? Very good.
Indeed.
Winners all round. That's what we're after here.
And like you said, if you want to battle Chris tomorrow for $100 worth of free fuel, make sure you play 3 of a Kind. Same time, same place, right here on New FM.
And for this next story, Stephen, we're learning about Samantha Lotus.
Right, okay.
Who is a self-titled holistic master coach in Canada.
Okay.
All right. So
no qualifications behind this.
Self-titled. 100% right, okay. Self-titled. So what she's claiming is that she can cure your poor vision through holistic healing, right?
Okay.
So you've been saying recently, oh, you might need glasses.
Yeah, one of my eyes is a lot worse than the other. I've noticed when I close one and then close the other, I can tell one's worse.
So, basically, and other people in your family have glasses, right?
Everyone does. So yeah, I'm in some trouble.
You're lined up for this. Well, Samantha Lotus would tell you, she would tell you she can actually cure this because, according to her, sight problems are caused by mental, emotional, and spiritual reasons that can be healed.
Okay, well, I'm all ears. So this is exciting. If I can heal this once and for all.
You shouldn't be because sight problems, okay. Sight problems are caused by basically, you know, the shape of the eye isn't quite right.
Well, what's that? What have you got behind that? Science or something silly like that?
Yes.
What's your evidence? Boo.
Exactly. So she's basically, the way she will help cure your eyes, and I put that in inverted commas because it's fake, right? She's got an $11 class that she offers over Zoom, which is holistic multidimensional healing for those with vision problems. Now, according to one participant, there are 100 people on the class.
Oh, it's not even a private class.
Oh, no. Oh, no. You know what? It's like on Zoom with that Andy Lee show, The 100, where you're on with 100 other people.
How has she scammed 100 people here?
Well, because
that's a good pay packet for her. What, 100 times
$11? $1,100.
That is a lot of money.
Just for, you know, the class only lasts like 20, 30 minutes. And essentially, she just goes through some what she calls eye affirmations.
No,
such
get
as
nicked.
This is one of them. My eyes are healthy and see clearly.
What, you just got to tell yourself that?
That's one of the steps. Here's another one. She encourages those who can't see properly to apply essential oils around their eyes.
Oh, this is unbelievable. This is like when we were growing up and yeah. Times were a bit rough.
Yeah.
We couldn't put the heating on. Mum and Dad used to say, think warm thoughts. Never worked. Didn't get you warmer.
Yeah, think warm thoughts. Absolutely not. The only way to fix your eyes is glasses, contact lenses, or laser eye surgery. Those are your three options. Saying your eyes will see clearly and putting a bit of essential lavender oil underneath was not going to do it.
You know what, though? I've got this information for free. There's no harm in trying to say it every night before I go to bed. I'll report back to you, let you know how I go.
See if you can see any better. I can tell you now, it's not going to work. New FM.
New FM is local as, and you're waking up. You're waking up with the Novos.
New FM.
And Crevo, yes, they had a rent inspection at the Charlestown Castle. And I spent the duration of it trying to convince my real estate agent that I was, in fact, employed because she rocked up at, must have been about 3 o'clock or something like that.
Yeah, so she crosses the moat, down goes the drawbridge.
Well,
right,
she's knocking on the door.
On the big double doors of the castle, yeah.
I was mid-nap. I was like fast asleep. So I hear banging on the door, like rousing me from asleep. I get
up. Thinking, is this the jesters? What's going on?
Oh, I'm like, I'm not sure what's going on. So anyway, I rush down quickly and I open up the door. And we've talked about it on the show before, but normally I don't, you know, I'm normally in me tidy whities when I answer the door.
In your negligee.
So I answer the door. It's a real estate agent. I go, this is trouble.
Yeah.
And I was like, she must think I'm crazy. Spent the whole duration of her walking around taking photos, being like, I do work. I just knock off early. I start early and I knock off early.
She's like, whatever.
She's like, doesn't bother me at all. As long as you pay the rent. I'm like, no, I swear.
Yeah, but I do have a job.
I do have a job. Anyway, she must have thought I was full crazy, but they'll teach you for coming, I guess. That'll be the last rent inspection we probably have to do.
Hopefully. Because nothing more annoying, right?
Absolutely. Just a pain.
You're waking up with the Novos. And Stephen, this video we watched yesterday in the studio after the show of this guy who's just purchased himself. Obviously saved up for a long time, spent $400,000 on a Ferrari.
Now, this thing is dream car, but
dream
isn't it?
Dream car, absolute dream car. It's in the classic and correct red. He just takes delivery of it to his house.
And if you, I mean, it's a lot of money, like you said, but if you look after a car like that, you can have it for life.
That's right. And you know, obviously that was what he was intending to do. Purchased his dream car, gets it there, he takes delivery of it, and he's got it at home. And he goes, you know what would be awesome? Let's get some video of it to put on Instagram. Because
If it's not on the socials, you haven't bought it.
Do you even own a Ferrari?
Exactly.
You haven't put it on the gram. Anyway, so he lives in a kind of rural area and decides to drive it into, for some footage, for Instagram, into a cornfield. Now, the corn...
Oh, nice.
So the corn has already been cut, so you're just left with the dry stalks that are roughly, I don't know, 30 to 50 centimetres tall. But what he thought is, how cool would it look to have the red Ferrari cruising through the cornfield? You know, at a decent speed.
Well, it'd be a good contrast, and it'd be like kind of flat horizon for a long way as well. It really would make the car pop, I guess, stand out.
That's what he was thinking. So he had his friends drive a ute, like a Hilux or something, to film while he drove his Ferrari through the cornfield. Let's get some video here, boys. It's going to look amazing. Anyway, driving along, getting a bit of pace up, a bit of brakes in there as well, and suddenly they see a bit of smoke coming out.
Uh-oh.
What has happened is the corn stalks, very, very dry, like tinder, have gotten onto the brake pads, which are red hot at this point, catches fire.
No.
And it happens so quickly. When cars catch fire, it is so fast.
Oh.
He jumps out, he grabs a bottle of like soft drink, and he's, which is all they've got in the car, trying to put it out. And within 30 seconds, the $400,000 Ferrari's caught on fire, and the Toyota Hilux they were filming on, the firelight jumps across and catches that as well.
Well, you're like, if it's, you're right, if that corn like stalks were so dry,
yeah,
it'd be so flammable.
That's
just
it.
Just jump across and
yep,
you've some, lost two cars.
Two cars in one day, all on fire, which of course, absolutely devastating. Your dream car up in flames. How do you even explain that to insurance?
Well, you got the videos of it. So
perfectly.
That's how you show it.
Yeah, but I don't think they're going to pay out.
I don't think they will either.
Probably not covered. They've probably got a corn stalk.
And the other thing as well is...
That's not normal driving, is it?
If you've just bought a car, it could be likely you haven't got insured either.
Oh, that's possible too. This is what I thought we could do here. 4967-4105. When did you buy something and broke straight away? Obviously, Ferrari is an extreme example.
Yep.
But I remember as a kid, and you never forget this, right? Mm-hmm. We're actually up at Nelson Bay getting ice cream.
Yeah, yep.
Scooped a lovely big ice cream. So a little kid, I was little. And as soon as he handed it to me, I went in for the first lick, dropped it straight on the floor.
Oh, heartbreaking.
Absolutely heartbreaking. And it's, I mean, what do you even do in that situation, right?
I remember once we bought a toy gun for one of my cousins.
Yeah.
But it was one of those ones where, like, even it's still in the packaging, you can, like, pull the trigger down, it lights up and makes the sounds and
sure,
stuff like that.
Sure.
So you don't have to open it up to get some of the playability out of this toy.
Try before you buy it.
Anyway, so we bought it. We were walking out of the shop, and me and my brother both wanted to, like, pull this trigger. So we were fighting over who got to carry the gun to the car. Anyway, you know, we're bickering and arguing and pushing and shoving, and then all of a sudden he ended up with the handle in his hand and I had the barrel in mine, and we'd ripped it in half. My cousin's brand new toy wasn't even out the box yet. We'd somehow managed to rip it.
How quickly did you break it after you bought it? Maybe it was like toys, something like that, or maybe, you know, phones is a good one as well.
Oh, yeah.
So expensive. You'll never forget dropping a brand new phone. Cars as well. You're not experienced perhaps with the new car. You know how it all...
Jewelry, whatever it is.
Exactly.
Anything of value that, you know, you've put a bit of money into, and then all of a sudden, before you even get real use out of it...
It's broken.
It's broken already.
4967-4105. We'd love to hear you stories, and the best callers on air today, a family passed a Jurassic World the exhibition. Now this is down in Sydney at the Super Lunar Pavilion, Olympic Park. You can book now, jurassicworldexhibition.com.au, or win a family pass on us. There's your school holidays sorted, right?
That's it. Absolutely perfect for school holidays starting this weekend.
It. Yeah. I used to have a friend who worked at a Telstra shop,
mm-hmm.
like one of those ones that sell all the phones, iPads, all that stuff. He said the amount of people you'd watch, like, get a brand new phone, and because they're not quite familiar with the weight or feel of it somehow, so they would drop it straight out the front door. He said, like, it was probably one a month.
Really? That frequently?
That frequent. He goes, please, he would recommend everyone, please buy the glass protections. Like,
No, don't need it.
Don't need it. Like,
because it does ruin the feel of the new phone.
Well, that, yeah, that's
right. Screen protector on it, you know? You know you should, but you want to give yourself at least a week of playing with the lightweight new phone, you know?
He reckoned it was one a month he would watch just, and the devastation in their eyes as you watch all of the life fall out of it. They've just spent $1,500 on a brand new phone. Smashed a bit. It's never the same once it breaks like that, is it?
No, absolutely not.
Even if it works.
And like you said, this is what we're chasing. 4967-4105, you bought it and just broke it. And of course, we can compensate you for your stories, you know, and for your heartbreak with a family pass, the Jurassic World, the exhibition, which is, of course, happening over the school holidays. Perfect for not only the little kids, but big kids too.
That's right. On Instagram, you can also get in touch at @thenovos_, where Karen has said, just got a new telly, was taking it up the stairs and slipped on the top step, a $1,500 Samsung Smart TV straight down the tile stairs.
Oh, and that a bruised knee as well. Oh, you'd be cursing. You'd be effing and jeffing, wouldn't you?
Definitely. all right. To Madawi, Gabby, what did you just buy and break?
Hey, guys. I spent a little bit of money. I treated myself and got a beautiful new top, a little Polo Ralph Lauren. And, of course, first time I went out for dinner in it, I got a big daub of mayonnaise right in the middle of it that I have not been able to wash out. I can't wear it because there's a big stain right in the middle of it.
Oh, and you know what? When you spend money on expensive clothes, you want to get the full use out of it, don't you? And it's just gone.
You know what? That's a nice pyjama shirt now, isn't it? A real nice pyjama shirt.
Very, very fancy. New FM.
New FM. The Novos. And this is New FM at breakfast. At breakfast. The Novos.
And Creevo, of course, Wednesday night, which means another game for Abysmal Abilities at Lake Macquarie Regional Football Facility.
Is that the location again?
It's Lake Macquarie Regional Football Facility, I believe is the official name of where it is. It's just at Spears Point there.
Yeah, what time's kickoff?
Well, this is the thing. Another game for Abysmal Abilities, but I don't want to play.
Why not? Trying
to get out of it.
Why?
I mean, question my ticker, question my heart, whatever, but a game that starts at 8:30 p.m. is far too late. I won't be home till like...
Isn't that prime time?
No, I won't prime be home viewing? Till like 10 o'clock and then you know, I won't be asleep till 10:30. I've got to get up early for this job.
So you're quitting?
I'm not quitting. I'm just trying to get out of this one round.
Yeah, right.
I don't think the team is going to let me. Surely someone can find a fill-in. They're like, I don't think we can. I think we need you.
What are they going to do with like people wanting refunds and stuff if you don't play?
This is ridiculous. Outrageous. Like I've told you, it's free to watch. So...
I can't believe
it. You can't refund $0.
Wow. I mean, what if people have bought like box tickets or whatever?
Still free.
Yeah, right. Okay. I don't know. Look, all I'll say
the problem with social sport is sometimes it starts too late.
And you want it sorted.
If you're up early for work, it's too hard to make it work. I'm tired for the rest of the week.
Are you going to play or not?
Only if I have to. I'm going to say no. I'm trying to get out of it.
Yeah, right. Okay. Well, like I said, a lot of disappointed fans out there are going to be very upset.
And Creevo, for the last couple of days, I suppose, while my partner Siobhan's been getting a bit more relief work teaching, we've been sharing the car. We've only got one car between the two of us.
Right.
It wasn't a problem when she was working more sporadically. It didn't really matter. I'd have it for most days when I was at work and, you know, I could pick her up from work or whatever it was. But now that she's working more frequently and relief teacher, she's all over the greater Hunter region
right,
as well.
On the move.
Yeah, so, you know, like she needs the car someday, and I understand that. So it's fine for her to use it, but it means I've been, you know, battling it on public transport.
Tough go.
Really tough go.
Especially in Newcastle.
Really tough. That's what I was going to say. Really tough in Newcastle. Yeah. I mean, I know public transport in a lot of places isn't super convenient, but God, they make it difficult in Newcastle. This is my first real example, first real time having to use it consistently and really rely on it.
Well, I saw you there the other day with your little school backpack and your cap standing by the side of the road, and I was like, You want to go? You want a lift? You're like, no, I'll be right. And I was like, all right, suit yourself.
Yeah, well, that naively, you know, coming from a bigger city from Perth, you know, like the public transport system's a little bit more convenient. So I thought,
a lot more trains in Perth, aren't there?
Yeah, and more frequent buses as well. I thought, you know what, I'll be fine. Obviously, you knew something that I didn't at the time because I should have taken you up on that offer.
Sandgate to Charlestown, that'll take about 7 hours.
Well, I mean, the first problem was that out the front here on Maitland Road, opposite Sandgate Cemetery, there's no actual physical bus stop.
What do you mean?
No, but like, so you normally have, you know, the bus stop, there's normally that pole in the ground that signifies the bus stop, or there's a bench there.
Sure, a little cabin or whatever.
Physical symbol that a bus stop cabin would be there.
Yeah.
Not at all. Not on Maitland Road here.
But is there a stop or what?
So there's a stop, but it's just like, oh, I was so lost. I was looking on Google Maps.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, it says the stop's here. I can't see it anywhere. I was doing laps up and down Maitland Road. Lucky some lady came out who lives on Maitland Road. She came out and she's like, are you okay, love? I was like, I'm really not. Looking for the bus stop. Where can I find it? She said, flag it anywhere along here for the next 200 metres. It'll stop.
You'll be fine. What does that even mean?
I was like, surely that can't be true. And she's like, yeah, there's no actual like bus stop, but the buses know to stop here if you flag them. I was like, that cannot be true. Anyway, sure enough, bus came, flagged down.
It stopped.
But, like, the cars behind it don't know that it's a bus stop. It's like 80 down here on
that's wild. You know? So it's almost accidents are almost happening all around you.
That's it. And the other thing as well is, like, thank God that lady came out and told me. Because if you didn't know that, how are you meant to just assume? So confused.
It is very odd. I mean, yeah, all I can say is I was like, I'm surprised you got home in the end.
Well, beyond that, you know, beyond the fact that the bus stop here was confusing, it's not that bad. You're on Google Maps, it tells you what stop to get off, what stop to get on, all that kind of stuff. I had to do a couple bus transfers, but like I said, it's all written down there for you. So if you can follow instructions, you can get home.
Yeah.
But a drive that takes me 20 minutes shouldn't take me an hour and a half on public transport.
That's Newcastle public transport for you. Absolutely terrible.
Outrageous, isn't it? They got to do something about that. More frequent, more stops. I don't know.
It's not getting fixed. You got to buy another car. It's the only option.
Oh, God.
New FM.
And Creevo, if you thought finals footy fever was done here in the Hunter, you are rudely mistaken. Because, of course, we're just about to start the finals campaign for our NRLW girls' resounding win over the Tigers on the weekend, which sees them in their first round of the finals, taking on the Broncos.
Minor premiers, too.
Yeah, that's it. At home, at, you know, McDonald Jones Stadium. And, of course, one of the stars of, like you said, our NRLW minor premiers, Liv Higgins, joins us. First of all, congratulations, Liv. How good's that?
Thanks, guys. It's awesome.
Yeah, he must be so proud. That's really, really good.
Well, that's it. It's the first minor premiership to come to Newcastle. I mean, surely you guys, it's nothing to be scoffing at. Surely you guys are proud of that achievement.
Yeah, it is. It's good. It's the first time that the NRLW have let the top two have a home semi. So I think that's what we're mainly excited about, is to be able to play our semi here in Newcastle.
Absolutely, and fingers crossed it's packed out at McDonald Jones. We will talk about the footy a bit later, but first of all, a bit of business in order. Your birthday over the week. Congratulations. Happy birthday, Liv.
Thank you. Yeah, Friday. Feeling old. It was good, though.
What did you do to celebrate? King Street Hotel, was it? Or
No. No, we went to Merriweather Surf House and we had a nice little afternoon there, and it was good. It was beautiful weather, and yeah, it was nice to be kind of away from footy for a little bit.
And did you get the, like, because you've had a bit of a break, you know, 9 days or 10 days or whatever it is since, you know, from last game to this game weekend coming. So did you get the night off? Did they go, yep, Friday, don't worry about it. You get this weekend, celebrate.
Yeah, well, it was not as much of a celebration, but they were kind of like, well, we didn't get home from the game till about 12:30 on Friday morning, so right. We got the weekend off, and it was nice to just have some time away from footy, and then we were back at training yesterday. So yeah, it was a good little few days off. It was nice, refreshing,
bit of a recharge.
Yeah, it was good.
Now, it would be nice as well having a few days off to, you know, get the body right after a long campaign. And there's a couple of players who I want to quiz you on, Liv. Just got to tell me, do you think they're getting up or do you think they'll struggle come this weekend? First one, of course, Jessie Southwell.
She's good. She'll be good to go. She was training last night. They kept her out of what they needed to, but she's, had a scan and everything was good, so she'll play.
All right, well, that's great news. The other one, which I think could be a bit touch and go, Sheridan Gallagher with that MCL. How do you think she'll pull up?
I think she should be okay as well. She's got a couple more training sessions to get through.
Really?
But I think she will be okay to play on Sunday. But Sheridan is, she's a team player. She knows that if she's not 100%, she won't risk it.
That's good. That's smart.
And, Leah, like you said, big game coming up against the Broncos. And you go into this finals campaign as the minor premiers and the reigning premiers of the competition. Are you feeling the pressure amongst the group or are you feeling all right?
No, I don't think we're really feeling that pressure. I think the only unfortunate thing about the minor premiership in the girls' comp at the moment is there's not that, other than a home semi, you don't get that week off or you don't get the second chance. So, it's do or die, basically. But no, look, the girls are just so excited to play in Newcastle. I think that's an advantage for us in itself. But we know that they're on a bit of a roll at the moment, the Bronx. So it's going to be very tough and we have to play out the two halves. I think that's been something we've struggled with recently.
Well, that's it. That's finals football as well. Everything to play for. That's what you get up in the morning and fingers crossed we can sell out McDonald Jones Stadium. Get there Sunday Arvo, round one of the finals to see the girls take on the Bronx. Like we said, home final. And hopefully we'll get to chat to you before the big dance, Liv.
Yes, hopefully. Fingers crossed we'll be chatting next week.
Indeed, indeed. How good's that? The amazing Liv Higgins.
And me and Jess talked about it earlier when we did our news wrap this morning. Yep. $10 a ticket.
Don't miss it. How cheap is that for amazing entertainment?
Basically stealing at that stage. Head down to McDonald Jones Stadium, like I said, Sunday Arvo, and support the girls because finals football is well and truly alive here in the Hunter.
New FM.
And now for the weather from New FM's weather whiz kid, Ella.
Kids World Adventure Playland. Jump, climb, party and play. Unlimited playtime, so stay all day. Open now, Charlestown and Green Hills. New FM's Weather Whiz Kid.
Good morning, my name is Ella Robertson and I am 7 years old and 1-2K at CM Public School. And I'm today's Weather Whiz Kid. Today's weather forecast is sunny and windy with the tops of 35 degrees. Right now in Cook's Hill it is 20 degrees. Now back to the Novos on 105.3 New
FM. Hooray!
Congratulations. Well done, Ella. Absolutely smashed it. But it doesn't really matter what Cravo and I think.
We think you've done well.
We think you've smashed it, but we're not in charge of marking. Who is in charge is Jess from the newsroom, our normal resident weather reader. Jess, what are you thinking of today's read by Ella?
Hey, Ella, you did so, so well. That was so good. I reckon 8.5 out of 10.
Come on. We absolutely love that. Congratulations, Ella. Now, before we let you go, it is the last week of school, and you've told us that maybe you get a bit of a reward day on Friday. What's going on at school on Friday?
What are you going to do that day?
We get to go out of uniform.
Oh, free dress day, if you don't mind.
Do you have to bring a gold coin or anything?
No.
No, it's for free. Even better. How good's that? Well, enjoy.
What's on the cards outfit-wise?
What are you going to wear?
Some jeans and maybe my old Oztag shirt.
Nice one.
Represent the team.
That's it.
Where do you play Oztag?
At the sports field?
Absolutely.
Classic, really.
Well,
one of the better places to play.
Yeah, I hope you enjoy the rest of your week and hopefully you enjoy school holidays as well, Ellie. You've absolutely smashed it. And for that, of course, you've scored yourself your very own birthday party at Kids World Adventure Playland. Jump, climb, party and play. Unlimited playtime, so stay all day. Open out Charlestown and Green Hills. You book at kidsworldplay.com.au or you can register to be the next New FM Weather Whiz Kid, newfm.com.au. The win tab there. And just like Ella, you can find yourself reading the weather right here on New FM.
And some good news, finally, as they're lobbying now to make it easier to get pets onto public transport. So,
service animals and stuff?
No. Just if you've got your pet dog or your parrot or whatever and you want to go somewhere, and you can take it with you. Why not? That's what I say. Finally, some common sense coming. You were talking earlier in the show about public transport and, and its issues. This is solving one right there.
No, this is the least of their concerns. They got to solve many other things before they worry about getting pets on public transport. Animals stink. Why are we doing letting them on buses and trains?
I just think, what's wrong with it? I've often wondered how I might use public transport more, which would be good for the environment, if I could take my Whippet Molly with me. Just go, oh, let's pop on the tram or whatever it is.
No.
How convenient.
Well, not maybe convenient for you, yeah, but not convenient to anyone else.
What's wrong? The dog's not going to... I can walk up with it on the street, on a public street. What's the difference?
No.
It's just a moving street.
No, but yeah, because moving... No, it's not a moving street. This is outrageous. Where do you come up with these arguments? The problem is if you're on, like, out on the road, yeah, for example, yeah, wind comes through, there's fresh air, so, like... The animals that smell, the smell is distributed over a larger space.
Some people smell too. What's the difference?
Yeah, that's true, but...
Have you been on public transport?
I have. That is true. It's a good point. But normally, you know, people don't go to the loo on trains, you know?
You got your little baggie there. Just clean it up. A little wipe or something.
Yeah, but it'll still smell real bad.
Inside. It's not going to go to the toilet inside. It'll wait till you're outside.
Well, I don't know. It might do.
Yeah, well, look.
Pets don't understand. If they got to go, they got to go. And I feel like, you know, like if they do a doo-doo, a number two, for example.
Yeah.
You know, if it's outside, like I said, there's fresh air running through. The smell is distributed. Whereas on a train, it's like recycled air.
It's not going to go on the train. They're toilet trained.
Well, maybe your dog is. Other people's aren't, though.
No. Anyway, this is... We obviously don't agree on this, yeah?
No, we don't. Look, I want to bring another perspective in. Another dog owner, Jess from the newsroom, our favourite journalist. Would you ever take Alfie on the train or the bus?
Of course I would.
You would?
I am on Crevo's side. We are allowed to take dogs into, like, some cafes, into the pub. What's the difference?
Yeah, exactly. What is the difference?
Well, that's another argument. I don't think they should go there either.
It's the same argument, enclosed space. If they poop, you'll smell it, blah, blah, blah.
Stephen hates animals.
What's this blah, blah, blah? You're a reputable journalist, Jess. You've got to come with a more articulate argument than blah, blah, blah.
How good would it be, right, Jess, to be able to take little Alfie on the train or whatever, on the bus?
So literally, if I didn't have to worry about trying to find a park at Nobby's or Merriweather Beach on a Saturday morning, I would get on the light rail, like, way back and catch it in with Alfred, and then we could go to the beach and go for a walk.
It'd be such a cute adventure, too.
Exactly.
Dog in a train, little selfie on Instagram.
Heck, there you go.
You'd be winning on winning.
The problem is, and, like, I don't want you two to think this is personal, because I trust both you two as dog owners,
mm-hmm,
but there's some people out there, and...
There are a minority.
Yeah, that's it, and I feel like the... People in general agree with me that there is a minority that will ruin this for everyone, whose dog cannot be trusted to behave on public transport, not be a threat to other people, and to not just stink up the carriage.
Some people stink, though, Stephen, as well.
Yeah.
And also,
that is a good argument. Some people can't be trusted.
I remember a couple of people on a bus in Windale a little while ago that were in the news that shouldn't be trusted, you know?
Yeah.
And it's the same thing.
That's a valid point.
This is the debate. 4967 4105, should pets be allowed on public transport? I don't see a problem with it. A well-trained dog, why not?
They got things to fix before they got to allow pets on, I think.
Of course, just for getting your call in the air, you could win yourself a family pass to Jurassic World, the exhibition. Now, you're wanting to go to this, right, Stephen? This is down in Sydney.
Perfect for the school holidays.
Super Lunar Pavilion, Sydney Olympic Park. This is awesome. You can book now, jurassicworldexhibition.com.au, or win a family pass for free with us, just for getting your opinion on the air.
Yeah,
right?
That number one more time, 4967 4105. Let's go first to Cameron Park. Good morning, Christine. What are your thoughts on this?
I think they should be. If they can do it in New York City on the subway, they can certainly do it in New South Wales.
Ah, but we don't want to be more like the States, do we?
Well, there's certain things are not great, don't get me wrong, but that is not a problem.
Yeah.
There's a lot of rules and restrictions to go along with it.
Yeah.
Like anything, if you can abide by the rules and restrictions, and if you're not doing the right thing, off you get.
I've got a question for you, Christine, quickly.
Yep.
Say, for example, you get on, packed train, you can't get a seat because the dog's taking up a seat. How do you feel then?
That's one of the rules and restrictions. The dogs actually aren't allowed to sit on the seat.
There you go. Okay. See? That's smart.
She's got this thought out. I thought I'd trap her. She's thought of all this already, Christine.
That's right. To Maitland next. Kaz, do you think pets should be allowed on moving roads?
Well, as a parent and as a very proud Labra parent,
yeah,
I would have to say the general public would probably prefer my Labradors on a bus with them.
Yeah.
Than my 2 and 3 year old.
Do you prefer the Labrador on the bus with you as well as the 2 and 3 year old?
I would rather be on the bus with the Labrador, yeah.
Okay. I think that's at this point, we're 100% saying yes.
Bring that one out at the 21st birthday, Kaz. We'll send you the recording.
Not a problem.
All right. Next to Raymond Terrace. Morning, Jackie. What are your thoughts?
Hi. I'm going to say no.
Ah. Why is that?
You've got a bit of common sense.
Well, like, if you are going to get on a bus with a pet, set your limits. Like, what if someone gets on with a 20-foot snake?
Yeah, you can't be having that, can you?
Well, there's no. be rules around this. No 20-foot snakes.
Well, you discriminate against pets, do you? Some pets better than others.
Well, they are, famously.
Oh, I don't know about that. Not sure how I feel about
you
that.
You can't take a skunk on anything, of course. That's a given.
Yeah, okay.
All right, next to Barnsley. Kim, do you think you should be able to take your pets on a moving road?
Yeah, I'm going to say yes.
Yeah, fantastic. They're
smart. Like your family.
Yeah, they are like your family.
Yeah,
thank
big,
you.
Big, stinky family.
And imagine the boost in using public transport.
That's right. That's right. We're trying to hit environmental goals here, Stephen, and you are just roadblocking them one after another, aren't you?
I'm the only one in this building at the moment using public transport. You'd lose me if you start allowing pets on there.
You'd be one. Everyone else would be for it. Wrapping this up in Rutherford, Cameron, should we be taking pets on moving roads? Cameron's gone. Look, you had one supporter, which was...
Jackie.
Yeah. The rest of them, 75% of Newcastle saying, let's do it. That's a quorum. It's officially legal.
It's officially legal.
Oh, no, maybe not, maybe not. New FM.
Thanks to Just Spas Newcastle, Australia's leader in spas, swim spas, infrared saunas and the urban pool. Welcome to the new FM Star Spa.
All right, 4967 4105. If you don't know what you're doing here by now, I'm not explaining it.
I will. Don't worry. Stephen's being rude. That's okay.
Of course I will explain it. For the last couple of weeks, we've been putting as many Novocastrians as we can in the draw for a $10,000 luxury spa thanks to our friends Just Spas Newcastle. They're Australia's leader in spas, swim spas, infrared saunas and the urban pool. And of course, this beauty can be all yours for the summer.
That's right. And it's so easy. All you got to do is identify who's hopped in the spa with us. And if you get that right, you're in the draw.
Exactly. So that number, once again, 4967 4105. And we are in the final days as well. This draw is happening on the weekend. So you want to get yourself... You got to be in it to win it, essentially.
Yeah. You and I now both relaxed in the spa. And come over here. Come over here, celebrity.
I tried to distract myself. I started getting nervous and started thinking, remember this, remember that. It confuses you, you know what I mean? And that's how you make mistakes.
All right. There you go. That is the latest star in New FM's Star Spa. And if you know who it is, that number to call, 4967 4105. The latest Novocastrian who's trying to get their name in the draw for this $10,000 spa is Betty from Bluehaven. Hey, Betty, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Very well, thank you. Now, how does a $10,000 spa sound? Sounds all right, hey?
Sounds pretty good. Don't know where I'd put it yet.
Oh, don't sound too enthusiastic about it. I guess that's a problem for future you, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess so.
Just put it on the roof if you want.
Oh, yeah, that'll be ideal.
There you go. Sorted. Problem sorted.
Probably not. Anyway, what we're going to do here, Betty, is, of course,
the weight would work.
Try and chuck you in the draw for this said luxury spa. So we'll play this audio for you one more time, and once that's concluded, we'll press you for an answer. Sound good?
Yes.
All right, let's do it.
Away we go.
I tried to distract myself. I started getting nervous and started thinking, remember this, remember that. It confuses you, you know what I mean? And that's how you make mistakes.
All right, Betty. Who do you think is the latest star in UFM's Star Spa?
Is it Usain Bolt?
All right. Usain Bolt is what is guessed, Crevo. Is that the correct answer?
That is correct. Well done. You're in the draw. Simple as
that. I reckon that was a tough one as well, but you smashed it, Betty. Did you know it straight away?
I knew it straight away, and I'm not even a sports fan.
There you go.
You've put me to shame. Well, congratulations in the draw for that $10,000 spar. And like Crevo said, days are limited here to get yourself in the draw. So make sure you listen to New FM right throughout the day for your chance to get involved in New FM Star Spar.
The Novos. What's the goss? New FM.
Now, producer Scott Chippy from Pell, they're trying to put more stuff behind a paywall.
Yes, they are starting. Look, everything is a subscription model these days. There's subscription models. Yeah, I know. There's Instagram subscription models. If you want to go on a dating platform, there's subscription models. It just sucks. Now, social media, the only social media I'd pay for would be an OnlyFans that Crevo did. Beside the point.
I'll give you the details.
Give me the password. Then. Give me the password. Elon Musk, an X, has said that he wants to start a paywall behind, well, X, formerly known as Twitter. And there's millions upon millions of users every month. He wants to charge them a couple of bucks each, purely to keep the bots away.
Yeah, well, this is what I've heard, that he wants to try and keep all these spam bots away. Yeah.
So how much does he want to charge for Twitter? I'm just calling it Twitter. Can we just call it Twitter?
Yeah, it's easier. Yeah.
No, I'm calling it X.
Well, I don't know. In the US, it costs $11 for your verification tick at the moment.
Yep.
And it costs £11 in the UK for your verification tick.
That's like double.
Very stiff.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's
very
a lot of money
stiff.
Just to get a blue tick.
But I wouldn't be surprised if it was a fiver a month, right? And the thing is, you're right. He probably will keep these spam bots away, as well as everyone else. Who's paying for Twitter? When you get Threads for free, when you got Facebook for free, when you got Instagram for free.
Everyone else is free. Why are they and they harvest all your information. That's how they're supposed to make money.
To be fair, though, has anybody touched Threads since its first day? I haven't.
Yeah.
Meta released this Twitter killer, Threads, and I haven't heard of it since. Haven't heard of it. So Twitter has proved that it is the supreme.
Well, here's the question, though. I haven't touched Threads much since it came out.
Yeah.
Also, haven't touched Twitter much.
I check Twitter every day. First thing I do when I wake up every morning is check what's trending today.
Interesting. Yeah.
Very first thing I do. Because if you want to find out what's happening now, you check Twitter.
So in this hypothetical, comes out $5 a month for Twitter. Are you keeping Twitter?
I'm pretty sure it's a business expense.
So you would keep it?
Absolutely. Interesting. Well, maybe Crevo and I saw this story early.
Yeah,
we saw this story early this morning, and you and I both thought he's full lost it, Elon Musk. Nah. He's like, this is the quickest he's going to lose any money.
Yeah,
everyone's going to jump off. But maybe we're not the target demographic.
Maybe it's Scott.
Maybe I remember, just as a random side note, I remember plain as day there was Josh Adokar, the footballer for the Canterbury Bulldogs. He was doing a sign at the camera after one NRL match. This is a couple of years ago. No, nobody had any idea what he was doing. And my sister's watched the game. She goes, what does that hand gesture mean? Rather than Googling it, she searched it on Twitter. She searched Josh Adokar in Twitter, and turns out there was a whole conversation about what does this mean? People are throwing in their 2 cents worth every now and then.
Yeah, right.
Twitter is more immediate than Google. So Twitter is the place to be for knowledge that's happening 5 minutes ago. You want it now.
Interesting.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah, maybe we misunderstood this.
And even if, like, 1 in 3 buys it or something like that, 1 in 4, he would have done so well.
Yeah, he's probably done the numbers.
Yeah,
he's probably done the numbers.
He would have. There's a whole bunch of businesses as well, as a side note as well, a whole bunch of businesses that rely on Twitter as forms of marketing. So you can go through Twitter and use the platform of the social media platform to direct your business out. So it's like target marketing.
Yeah.
They'll have to pay for it because Twitter's seen a resurgence and a boom. Because Elon Musk has come in and been all controversial.
He's 3D Chester. I've said this to you before, but I often think, how rich does someone have to be before people don't accuse them of being an idiot anymore? You know, like, you look at the Kardashians.
Yeah.
You've got people like, oh, they're so stupid, but they've got heaps of money. They must be doing something right.
They're not that stupid. Elon Musk
doesn't get that rich by making lots and lots of silly
bad
decisions.
Mood.
He knows what he's doing, doesn't he?
He does. And a couple of quick stories, gents, we'll brush through. Rihanna and ASAP Rocky have shared the first photos of their newborn baby.
What's the baby name again?
Riot Rose.
Riot Rose, that's right. Absolute stinker.
It's a bit of an odd baby,
but two very good-looking bears.
It is a very, very cute baby. But, yes, look, Riot Rose and the big brother is RZA, Rizal?
I
couldn't tell you the actual name. And also, gents, Olivia Rodrigo has cancelled her upcoming presser here in Australia. She's meant to be coming down under in like the next couple of days to promote the Guts album, which is getting rave reviews left, right and centre. It's trending all over TikTok. It's insanely popular. She's not coming due to unforeseen circumstances, whatever that means. Genuinely
offered more money somewhere else, better offer.
Couldn't be bothered.
Yeah.
Pretty much couldn't be bothered. So a whole bunch of shows. She was meant to be on the Today Show. That's not happening anymore. Whole bunch of things. Q&As all got cancelled. Tour dates for Olivia Rodrigo's Guts album are yet to come out, though. But okay. World Tour is on the cards.
You'll keep us posted.
Indeed. New FM.
Across Newcastle and the Hunter, this is The Novos. You're waking up with The Novos.
105.3 New FM.
Some parts of Newcastle getting to 35 today, Stephen. Is that swimming in the ocean weather?
Well and truly, we've reached. I've been swimming since last week.
Have you?
Yeah, as soon as it hit 3-0, that'll do.
Straight to the beach.
I'm
What's
happy.
What's your go-to for a swim? Where's your go-to?
What do you mean?
Like which beach?
Well, it used to be Bar Beach.
Yeah.
But now that I'm not in the Merriweather Share House anymore, I'm rather upgraded to the Charlestown Castle.
Yeah.
Don't know, maybe like Redhead or Dudley, probably can my closest.
Can you see either of those from the top turret?
No.
Yeah, right.
Not quite that close.
Okay. All right. Well, they're your closest.
Yeah.
Redhead's a stunner, isn't it?
It is. It's a gorgeous beach. So, yeah, maybe I'll duck through Redhead this afternoon.
All right. Stephen will see you there if you go in there.
Absolutely. Well, speaking of this hot weather as well, and speaking of the Charlestown Castle, the heat is well and truly on in the Charlestown Castle. I'm in the doghouse once again, found myself in trouble, and I need you to mediate this argument between me and my partner, Siobhan Greeno.
Happy to help. That's what I'm here for. New FM. You're in a bit of trouble, are you, Stephen?
Yeah, just in a bit of strife. In the doghouse a little bit in the Charlestown Castle, of course, with my partner, Siobhan. So a bit of context, a bit of background to the situation. Her and I have started watching Sex Education on Netflix, right?
Yeah.
So a TV series. I've never seen it before. She has. One of her favourites. She's trying to introduce me to it. So,
that's nice.
Sharing
in a show.
Well, that's it, yeah, and I thoroughly am enjoying this viewing experience, but yeah. I find myself getting in trouble a fair bit. You know, we'll be watching episode after episode, as you do, you binge watch these days. So we're watching 3-4 episodes in a row, and then Siobhan will turn to me and say, well, we can stop watching if you want. Like, we don't have to keep watching this if you're not interested.
That sounds... What's happened,
Sam? Well, yeah, well, I'm like, hold on, I am interested, I'm thoroughly enjoying this. And she's like, well, how come you're on your phone then? I'm like, oh, I don't know, because this is a filler scene. Doesn't matter. She knows, but she's seen, you know. She's watched this before.
But here's the thing, when you watch...
She gets so angry. She's like, are we watching this or not?
When you're watching with someone that's already seen it, she's also watching you for your reaction and hoping that you'll be enjoying it as much as she enjoys the show.
Well, I can now tell when I'm going to be in trouble, because something will happen in the show, and then I'll hear her laugh. And then
you
look up,
laugh.
And then I look up, and I look at her looking at me, and I haven't laughed yet. I haven't seen what's going on, and then out will come. Of course, are we watching this or not? What's going on? Are you on your phone or are you watching the telly? Which one's happening? I'm doing both. I'm doing both. Because, I mean, we talked about a couple of days ago on the show, yesterday maybe, but attention span, man. Movies, TV shows, they go too long. There's too much filler in them.
Well, I agree with that. That's why I've tried to invent a system.
Exactly. So, you know, when these filler systems are happening, when the filler scenes are happening, I'm just sitting on my phone scrolling Instagram or TikTok or whatever it is.
See if there's anything better out there.
Yeah. And then I find myself in really grinds her gears. I can't understand why.
Yeah.
It doesn't affect her viewing experience at all the way I view it.
Well, that's the thing. But some people are really bothered by the on-phone, like people who are on their phone while they're watching TV.
Yeah.
I think that, in my relationship, my wife probably on her phone more than me. But it doesn't really bother me that much.
Yeah, because it doesn't affect your viewing experience.
Not in the slightest.
That's what I'm trying to preach.
Exactly. So this is what we want to know here. 4967-4105. Do you live with an on-phone watcher? So you can dob someone in. This is your chance to vent.
Yeah, to really let it all out.
If you're the Siobhan in the relationship and you're finding it really annoying.
Is that her number there? No, don't pick that up. Scott, don't pick that up.
4967-4105. Do you live with an on-phone watcher and it's annoying you? Because, you know, you should be watching the show together, right?
Oh, so they say. We are watching it together. I'm just, you know, multitasking.
Doing a bit of TikTok on the side. Of course, for the best callers on air today, a family party. past a Jurassic World the exhibition. This is down at Super Lunar Pavilion, Sydney Olympic Park, from September 22. And this is a great thing for the school holidays, right? A family pass to go along to that. School holiday activity sorted. All you got to do here is dob in an on-phone watcher.
Well, it's your chance as well to not only vent, but to, like, kind of argue your side. If you are an on-phone watcher, feel free to call up as well. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, I can watch two screens at once. People in those, like, security centres do it all the time.
Guess what? Two screens, two eyes. Pretty simple, isn't it?
To Maitland first. Carla, are you the on-phone watcher or are you dobbing one in?
No, I'm dobbing one in.
Okay.
Who is it? Who's the culprit?
My husband.
All right.
He has the TV, his phone, and occasionally he'll also have the iPad going all at the same time.
Wow. Three screens.
Yeah, I can't argue three eyes, three screens, unfortunately. That is hard to defend. And does it really wind you up, Carla?
It drives me nuts.
Does Why? Because it doesn't affect your viewing experience at all.
Yeah, but I can hear it all, and I'm trying to, like, watch one show, and then I've got, like, the two voices from the other things going in the background, and it drives me crazy.
Okay, I will concede, if he's got the volume up, that is very frustrating.
Yeah, well, that is quite
It's just
annoying.
Inconsiderate, isn't it?
Yeah, you should at least have the volume turned down.
Yeah, well, or off, preferably.
Oh, yeah, off's better.
I understand where Carla's coming from there. Let's go to Charlestown next. Morning, Robbie. Do you live with an on-phone watcher? Are you the culprit? What's happening?
No, I'm the dibby-dobber.
Oh, okay. Well, who are you dibby-dobbing in?
My husband. What annoys me with him is he picks the TV show, sits there and watches it, and then he gets on his mobile.
And then, so you're stuck watching a show you didn't even really like that much.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds very annoying.
What can you not just change the channel, or will he be upset at that?
Oh, no, it's his TV. He bought the TV. It's my TV.
No, he should have chipped in then, Robbie.
No, that's outrageous. We can't do my ball, my rules. It's like schoolyard stuff. We can't be having that.
Sounded reasonable to me if he bought the TV.
Oh, yeah. Braver man than me, Robbie's partner. That's all I'll say.
Indeed. Well, that's us done for today. Of course, we have to give away our prize of the day, caller of the day. Kaz in Maitland, who would prefer to have her own Labrador on the bus than her own kids, because apparently better behaved.
Yeah, well, you know, she's got a family pass to go see Jurassic World the exhibition. Not sure if you can take the dogs there, unfortunately. You might have to put up with the kids one day.
You might have to. We'll see you tomorrow.
We'll catch you then.
New FM.
I've been listening to your show on the radio.
You've been listening to the Novos. Would you like some more?
Head over to Spotify, Apple Podcasts,
or newfm.com.au to get more now.